My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, Rob, we're going to get to Nate Taylor. He is going to join us in studio coming up at the top of the hour. Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. I want to tell you guys something important. If you were texting the old phone number, it does not work. I don't say that as like to be negative in any way. I'm just telling you something as a matter of fact. So I don't want you texting the old number and you're mad at me. Oh, man, why didn't you reply? I didn't reply because I don't even have the password to it. It's done. It's out of here. 913-586-7965. If you want to interact with the show, that is the best place to do it. You text me. I will do my best during the commercial break to text you back. Rob, before we get to college football, I want to make one point. I'm blaming you for this. Because you hold me down. You're my brother. I love you, and you know that. But you wasn't looking out for me. You wasn't being your brother's keeper yesterday. Did you know that Samaje Perine, his over-under on receiving yards was 0.5 yesterday? You were too busy telling me about Justin Watson and all these other things. You wasn't looking out for us? Basically, do you think he has a catch? I only bring that up because sometimes when a move happens, it works exactly how you think it's going to work. Now, I was happy that Juju Smith-Schuster was back. They threw it to Juju Smith-Schuster. It didn't go well. They quit throwing it to him. I didn't even see him on the field again after his drop. Samaje Perine was on the field yesterday. And boy, we said that he was going to be Jerick McKinnon. He ain't been on the team a week. You know what he looked like yesterday? He looked like Jerick McKinnon. And the drop that he did have, I actually put that more on Mahomes than I put that on Perine. I just don't really think that Mahomes threw a very catchable ball in that scenario. But, Rob, you weren't scouring the apps? 0.5? You and I both would have taken that yesterday. That was a no-brainer. You don't bring him in and say that he is going to play and then not throw it to him once or twice the way that they did yesterday. Now, he only had 10 yards. I don't want to make it seem like he had some great day. But 10 yards when the over-under is 0.5, that's a win. You can cash that money. I can't believe you, Rob. You wasn't looking out for me or you, man. You weren't looking out for the listeners, man. You was only probably thinking about yourself.
I didn't know about it. If I knew about it, I would have told you. If I known about it, I would have played it. That's a free money alert. Justin Watson also hit, by the way.
Yeah, welcome. No, he did.
That one I couldn't stop telling he you did. About. But Samaje Perine feels like a miss by everyone. 0.5? If he's active, he's going to get more than 0.5
that
yards.
That would have been my favorite bet of the day yesterday if I had seen that. We got to start doing a better job of scouring the apps because there's value on there. We just didn't find it yesterday with Samaje Perine. I actually had a good day, but that would have been an even better day because I certainly would have taken that yesterday. That was fairly obvious. All right, we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in 10 minutes. Nate Taylor is going to join us in studio. We'll talk Chiefs for the whole 4 o'clock hour, probably most of the 5 o'clock hour as well. But I do want to talk a little bit of college football. Let's start with your team, Rob. Let's start with Kansas. They go on the road and they play Illinois. I saw these two teams play each other last year in person in Lawrence, and it was not close between the two. I'm not really expecting this game to be very close, especially because Jalen Daniels is fully healthy, but it is on the road. It is against a Power 5 team. It will be something to watch.
I'm intrigued by this game. I was also at the game last year between Illinois and Kansas, and I also felt like, man, Illinois is a lot worse than Kansas. Like, I didn't know that was going to be the gap. I remember last offseason talking to Bink. He was like, nah, I think Illinois can get them. I don't think it should be close. Vegas feels the same way. It opened to 3 and has bumped up to 5, 5.5, depending on where you bet, which means KU is becoming a heavier and heavier favorite. I'm interested to see if they can take their show on the road, but this might be their last difficult game for a minute, because after at Illinois, it's UNLV at home, TCU at home, there's some at Arizona State. I mean, this might be the last difficult one for a minute on KU's schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I looked at KU's schedule at the beginning of the season and just kind of thought, hey, heading into that game against K-State, there's no reason for you not to be in a great spot where that game is going to have some significant meaning. It's going to feel like something because of how good you are and what we think that K-State can be. There aren't many games in this early part that you think should be able to trip them up. I don't know why Kansas wouldn't be undefeated heading into that game where they head into Manhattan. Maybe they lose on the road against West Virginia, but I'm not super impressed with that West Virginia team, not based on what I saw last year. This feels like it is their most difficult game between now and the K-State game.
This feels like the one. And if you get this one, I mean, if you're gonna have a college football playoff chance, you win this one, you go undefeated to K-State, you can survive a loss to K-State and still go to Arlington. Like, this feels like a little bit of a swing moment for the Hawks.
Do you think this is a dangerous spot for K-State? I only bring that up because the last time that these two teams played each other, Tulane did win that game in Manhattan. They have a new head coach, so I think that's something to note in this game. The line has stayed pretty consistently at 9, 9.5, maybe up to 10. The books feel very confident in K-State going down there and taking care of business. I expect a lot of K-State fans. That's a really good trip. You get to go to New Orleans for the weekend to watch your team play. It's a very easy flight on Southwest or however you travel. Easy flight down there. You hang out on Bourbon Street. I think the Saints are also at home this weekend against the Panthers, so you can make it a real football weekend before you come home. If you're a K-State fan, this is one of the road trips that you got to go to if you're a fan.
This game intrigues me because I would say, and it's going to sound like hateration, that's fine. K-State was the least impressive of the locals this weekend, and they have a good group of five team. Not the best group of five team, but a good group of five team. Vegas thinks they're a 10-11 point favorite. It feels a little trap game-ish with a short week against Arizona next week. I could see K-State winning, but I could see a situation where in the third quarter, it's still a football game and you're chewing on your fingernails if you're a Cat fan.
Are we going to have an Avery Johnson conversation, or are we waiting to do that?
Let's wait.
Okay.
I
know you're ready to have the Avery Johnson conversation. I'm not ready to have the Avery Johnson conversation. I think it's too early to do it, but I know you're ready to have it. He has to be more efficient than what he's been so far. That's all I'm going to say at this point about Avery Johnson. It's still very early on in his career, so I don't think we need to say anything else. I know you have been chomping at the bit. We've been talking about it behind the scenes. You have been chomping at the bit to say something about Avery Johnson.
Well, I said in the offseason, and legions of K-State fans ruined my Twitter for a while, so I'm going to wait. Let's wait till the Arizona game.
Okay.
If it's the Monday after the Arizona game, I'm here for it. We can lead the show with it. I don't care, but not yet.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I think both teams take care of business. I think it's going to be a great weekend of college football. Do you have Michigan being competitive this weekend at all?
No.
Do you think they're getting the smoke?
Boat race.
Is Nebraska smoking Colorado this weekend?
Speaking of boat races, Nebraska puts it on Colorado.
Okay. I think we could be overreacting a little bit on Nebraska because everybody thinks they're blowing them out. Say what you want about Colorado. They can score. This game could very easily be 42-45, and it is just a shootout here. Everybody is on Nebraska's side, which kind of leads me to zig when, you know, everybody else is zagging.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.